Anti-casino leaders are busy developing a campaign strategy to persuade Massachusetts voters to repeal the state's 2011 gaming law that authorized casino gambling. Steve Abdow, a member of the leadership team of the Repeal the Casino Deal ballot initiative, said the message will be pretty straightforward.
It's really a matter of education. If people understand the impact, that we feel it's a negative impact, that it won't deliver what is being promised.
The organization collected more than the required 68,911 signatures of registered voters to advance the repeal referendum toward the November ballot. But the question was struck down by Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley, who said it would violate the constitutional rights of the casino license applicants. The state Supreme Judicial Court will hear the case and is expected to rule by July. If the question winds up on the ballot, Abdow said the anti-casino campaign will stress fairness and economic equity, which are expected to be major themes of several campaigns in the 2014 election.
The only ones who really benefit are the owners, and it is a continued transfer of wealth from those who don't have it to those who do have it.
Abdow points out that voters in West Springfield, Palmer, East Boston, and Milford all rejected casino projects in their communities last year.
Who would have thought that all of these local referendums would have been turned down? And that gives us a lot of encouragement.
Hoping to avoid a potentially expensive referendum campaign, a coalition of gaming companies, along with some Massachusetts voters who support the casino law, have filed a motion to intervene in the case pending before the state's highest court. One of the companies fighting to keep the repeal question off the ballot is MGM Resorts. The company is proposing an $800 million casino in downtown Springfield and is the lone applicant for the one casino license authorized in western Massachusetts. Pointing out that 58% of Springfield voters backed the project in a referendum last July, MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis said in a statement the company had invested millions over the last 2 years, along with staff, time, and energy, to move the project forward, adding, quote, "It would be devastating to roll back all that has been accomplished and take away the promise of what is to come." Ted Steger, a member of No Casino Springfield, said the statewide referendum is the number one hope for people who do not want to see MGM build a casino in Springfield.
I think that that argument, where in the long term, if you look in the long term, it is not a benefit to the state and ultimately harms the state. And I think the thoughtful residents of Massachusetts will see that and would be persuaded to vote against it.
A poll last November by Western New England University found that 61% of Massachusetts adults support casino gambling in the state, while just 33% oppose it. The university's polling director, Tim Versalotti, said the findings were similar to the results of polls taken in 2009 and 2010.
It's a remarkable run in terms of attitudes and a lack of change in attitudes.
The Massachusetts Gaming Commission expects to issue a license for a facility with just slot machines by February 28th. Licenses for full-scale resort casinos, one in western Massachusetts and one in greater Boston, will be issued by the end of May. The winning bidders are required to pay large non-refundable fees, $25 million for the slots license and $85 million for a resort casino license. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.